Caravan migrants admit they are job seekers. I know I'm not getting asylum. By John Binder on November 15, 2018. Central American migrants with a caravan of 7,000 to 10,000 members are admitting once again that they are not asylum seekers, but rather economic migrants looking for jobs in the United States. In interviews with the New York Times and The Guardian, caravan migrants admit that they are not eligible for asylum in the U.S., despite establishment media reports that the Central Americans are asylum seekers. From the New York Times. Ovingio Lobo Reyes, 21, who said he left Honduras because of poverty and was seeking a job in the United States, arrived on Tuesday among a group of about 350 caravan migrants. He spent the night in a small shelter in downtown Tijuana that had no running water, and was planning to try his luck on Wednesday in Playas, a borough in western Tijuana. Emphasis added. As for achieving his goal of getting a job in the United States, he had not figured out how he was going to do that. He was planning to wait for the bulk of the caravan to arrive because his understanding was that the group would march to the border en masse and see what Trump says. Emphasis added. One caravan migrant told The Guardian that he fully understands that he is not eligible for asylum in the U.S., but has continued the trek to the U.S.-Mexico border anyway. We came to work. I know I'm not getting asylum because they don't give you asylum for hunger, said Carlos Jose Romero, 20, from Santa Rosa, in Honduras, who arrived on Tuesday night. But us on the caravan would rather die fighting than sitting in Honduras waiting to starve or be killed. If they deport us, we'll come right back. As Breitbart News has reported, many of the caravan migrants are looking for jobs, crime-free communities, and many are previously deported illegal aliens who are looking to go back to their former illegal life in the U.S. None of these cases is eligible as an asylum claim. One caravan migrant even admitted to already being deported from the U.S. after being convicted of attempted murder. He says, now, he wants to go back to the U.S. to seek a pardon from President Trump. On Wednesday, 22 buses of caravan migrants were escorted by state and federal policy to a northern border state in Mexico. This comes as reports say the U.S. has started accepted asylum claims from migrants with the caravan. Already, at least 800 caravan migrants have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border near Southern California, with video footage showing migrants scaling border fencing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.